Iran Foreign Ministry spokesman Rahman Mohammadparast criticized the International Atomic Energy Agency rebuke of Tehran's nuclear program and expressed displeasure with those UN member countries that voted in favor of it. In a measured and even tone of voice, Mohammadparast stressed Tehran would protest the censure by sending written complaints to the countries that supported it. He says Tehran will send short notes of complaint to those countries that unfairly criticized us over our nuclear program with an explanation about why they were wrong. Mohammadparast added Iran would not give up its rights to produce nuclear power and issued a vague threat to take legal action against those trying to prevent it from doing so. He also took jabs at China and Russia for supporting the IAEA censure, but insisted strategic relations with both countries would continue. Iranian officials have slammed Russia in recent weeks for delays in completing a nuclear plant at Bushehr and in delivering S-300 air defense missiles. At a press conference in Tehran, Mohammadparast suggested Western nations are overreacting to Iran's announcement Sunday it would build 10 new nuclear enrichment facilities. Iran, he told a journalist, needs the nuclear fuel from those plants to meet its energy needs and to remain energy self-sufficient. Former National Security Council member and Iran analyst Gary Sick poked fun at Iran's declared intent to build 10 new enrichment facilities, noting that it would take 500 years to complete the program as announced. The IAEA's outgoing Director General, Mohammad al-Baradei, whose tenure at the agency ended Monday, wrote in his final report last week that the agency has been able to verify that no known stocks of nuclear fuel have been diverted from authorized uses. Gary Sick concludes that Iran's recent pattern of making exaggerated claims is an example of classic blustery by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. It is also the kind of ante-raising that one might expect in a negotiating game of chicken. Meanwhile, Mr. Ahmadinejad's brother-in-law and political ally, Isfandiar Rahim Mashai, indicated that stern measures would be taken against five British yachtsmen who strayed into Iranian territorial waters if it was proven that they had what he called evil intentions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.